In the Christian life, we are never alone. In fact, in the book of Genesis, the antithesis of what God wanted for us is depicted when Adam and Eve sin. They run from God. They want to be alone. How often when we get hurt, physically, emotionally, psychologically, we seek the comfort of being alone, but we hazard the dangerous reason of running away from people who could actually help us. There's a young man who went to a bookstore and came up to the clerk and said, "Can you help me find the self-help section?" And the clerk said, "Oh no, that would defeat the whole purpose." We often think we have to do it alone. The word church in Greek is ekklesia, which means a gathering together, defeating the very idea that you have to do it alone. You don't. You shouldn't. You don't have to. Simply being together, we say to one another, we are Christians on the same journey. There was once a great pilgrim, an old man who used to travel all around the world. And he heard about this holy woman who lived in a cave in Syria. And he came up to visit her to see what wisdom. And he told her about his many travels. And he said, "I travel everywhere." And she looked at him and said, "I too have been on a journey." And he said, "But you never left this cave." "My life is my journey, and I am happy to journey these few moments with you so we can comfort and help one another." So in your own life, always remember, you're on a journey. You have a visa in this life. It's temporary. And what a joy it is that everyone you meet, from school to home to work to travel, is also on that same journey. And simply realizing that can bring you some comfort. Someone once said, an acorn is just an oak in a nutshell. And we sometimes are in a nutshell. We're growing, we're developing. All we need is some external help. A kind word, a comforting thought, an inspirational idea. Help one another and realize you're not here just to self-help. You're here to help one another. Slava Isusu Christu.